Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him. I love His ways. I love His will. I love His word. I love His people. And I thank God that He loves us enough to save us and work with us. The works of Jesus didn't stop with Him being a Savior. He's also a priest to help us in our greatest times of need, to help us to mediate the Father for us, and to help us do the Father's will. And the Father set all this up. God is not mean. God is love. He set the whole thing up. And I don't think people understand His hatred of evil. He doesn't see the point of it. And as I learn His ways, I don't see the point. It's not necessary. I hate evil. But I didn't just hate evil one day. When I got saved, in the best of my abilities, I was rejecting sin, the sin nature, evil, and the world system itself. But I was still shaped by it. And I had lived according to the world longer than the time that I was in Christ, especially the first few months. I had to learn His ways. I didn't know how the heart works yet. It was years before I learned that when you charge your heart, you have strength. But what happens to a charge? It gets exhausted. You know, I fix cars. An alternator, as the engine spins the alternator, it charges the battery up. But if the alternator go out, the whole thing's going to shut down. So you have to keep charging your heart with the Word of God. And you'll lose your charge as you live. And you have to fight in this world. You have to contend against evil. And you have to, when you set forth to do positive things, there are always negative people to hinder it, the process, with their emotions and their will and their comments. And all of it is persuasive. Even the words of the wicked, the words of Satan, is persuasive. So to deal with that, you have to fill your heart with God's word. If you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, eat a lot of fruit from the tree of life, and it'll make you strong. It will enable you to be strong. But you got to keep sin from getting in your will. If it gets in your will, there's nothing to stop you. Even God won't stop you. And that's why we have to guard our hearts and extinguish all of the fire darts of Satan, and not be moved by what we see. But the Word helps us to do all of that. When you love the truth, you'll hear the truth, and you'll want the truth, and you'll appreciate the truth, and you'll receive the truth, and then act on it. And that's faith. When we receive God's Word, that's the first stage. Then we believe God's Word, or we trust it. That's the second stage. And then we act on it. And our what we believe is now active faith. Or what we trust. We trust God's word. And there's a very good reason for trusting God. When you normally wouldn't do something and you trust Him, it helps you to make the next step, which is faith. When you trust God and you act on what He said, right? Because you trust Him, your trust becomes faith. Now, it took a long time for me to learn these things, but my continual love for the Word helped me to overcome all obstacles. Now, the Lord wants us to know Him. And some people, they see life different. They excuse themselves to play with the world. And the people who cause trouble, they've given credibility to the world. They trust the world somewhere. And they're after something God didn't give. And when you're after a lifestyle that God didn't give you, it's wrong. Because God chose the best. He gave us God. He gave us guidance, good guidance, because he wants us to live and choose life of our own free will. God is not trying to make people choose him. He set it up. Look at how he set it up. He enabled us to overcome sin and walk out of its trap through Christ. He washed away all of our sin. There are people who are in sin wish that they were not in sin. They're trapped by it. They don't know how to get out of it. They don't think they can get out of it. But they want to. So when they hear the gospel, they don't have any trouble coming out of the darkness. When they believe on Jesus, I've seen it with my eyes. I've experienced it myself. You have a new logic. You have hope. Whereas before you had no hope and you knew you didn't have hope. You just tried to make it through the day. There are prostitutes that see women and families and wish it was her. There are drug dealers. They're afraid to leave the lifestyle because they're trapped by it. If they stop selling drugs, they feel like somebody's going to kill them. And they don't know how to make money. And then they're addicted to it. They're trapped by it and controlled by it. And they have nothing but spiritual debt on their life. And many of them, when they do quit, the enemy have them killed. But I got hope for you. If you're in that situation, surrender your life to Jesus and ask for protection. And start doing his word. And use the wisdom of God. God is going to give you an exit plan. Because he loves you. And he's going to enable you to escape that lifestyle. And then fill your heart with the word so that you can fortify your life. Remember something. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you have covenant with God. You have the same authority that Jesus has. Your fellow drug dealers have no authority. Everything under Satan's control, he doesn't have authority from God. He has stolen authority through deception of men. He deceives people and he gives them evil thoughts and fears, and they act on it. That's how it works. He hijacks people's will through deception, and he uses their authority. But see, Adam had authority from God, but when he listened to Satan, that gave Satan authority and a right to be here. That's why he's here. God didn't give Satan the right to be here. Adam did. So what Jesus did when he died for us, he said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. And then after that, he said, I've given unto you power. And also he taught his disciples, he said, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So everything under Satan's control, Jesus gave you his authority over. When he ascended to the lowest parts of hell, in the center of the earth, he also ascended above every heaven. So when he says all power in heaven and earth is given to me, that's from the lowest pits of hell to the highest heaven. That's how far Jesus' authority goes, and he gave us authority to do his will. So you can rebuke the spirit of death. You can tell Satan he can't use anybody to kill you. You don't have to be afraid of gangs, drug dealers, evil people. And you can leave the city and go get strong somewhere else. And don't worry about what you lose, because every dime you made selling drugs, I'm talking to somebody. Every dime you made selling drugs, you're going to lose it anyway. You can leave the lifestyle and the Lord will give you wisdom somewhere else. He'll give you your exit strategy. I don't know what you'll have to do, but the Lord will fill in the blanks if you trust him with your life. Now, okay, continuing. I said that because there are so many people trapped. If you feel like there's no way out, if you're a prostitute trapped, if you've been hijacked somewhere, put in sex traffic or something, God can get you out, but you got to believe him for it. There are so many people trapped in prostitution. They may have been caught in other countries from a young age, and God's going to judge that foolishness, that evil. But if you want out, ask the Lord. He got angels to protect you. And he'll cause people to leave you alone. When you involve God, you got his present help. And he'll show you what to do. He'll show you where to go. See, I'm not afraid of hard cases. I've had to live hard cases before. I lived in a neighborhood where they had a gunfight every other week. And I used the same thing I'm preaching right now. That's what I used to survive and help others survive. I told Satan he couldn't kill anybody, couldn't hurt, and nobody ever died. And I'm not talking two or three times. I'm talking about for 6 years, there would be a gunfight often right next to on the street where my house was. I lived across the street from, across the street from a drug dealer. And there was a lot of foolishness. I saw a lot of stuff happen. A lot of evil. But I took authority over it. Because Jesus gave us his authority. And his authority is real. Satan's authority is fake. Satan's authority is fake. Don't listen to him. He'll try to get you frustrated and angry at God because of your life that he messed up. He's a liar. And all of his authority is fake. The authority of the Antichrist is fake. But he has control of the wicked through deception. But guess what? When you tell Satan no, he got to stop. That's why the Antichrist hides in his hole, because he don't want to be exposed until something happened to the strong church. Either the real church is going to have to be raptured or backslidden into a fallen state where they have no authority. Remember, always remember, lukewarm people, backslidden Christians, they don't have authority. They are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. They don't even know their situation. And when they try to use authority, Satan know they don't have authority, but he'll act like they do to fool them. Because they have no relationship. They cross the line, they live in the world, and they won't repent. And when I say repent, I'm not talking about a fake prayer. I'm talking about putting action to words and living the life of God, rejecting evil fully. Not rejecting the evil that they don't like, but rejecting all of it. People that practice sin or people that allow sin in their life, they relinquish their authority. And when a Christian start getting in sin, the Lord will convict them. He'll say, that's not me. You know, you'll feel it in your chest. You'll feel that that something's wrong. And it's up to you to immediately go before the Lord and get it right. Now, if the Lord give you a check in your spirit, and then you don't feel that check anymore, and he's sending preachers to tell you to repent, and they paint word pictures in their message. I've seen all this happen. And people sit there stiff and won't repent. After a while, God's going to stop. And then you can sin without being bothered by it. When that happens, you need to get saved. Because your fellowship with God is over. And if God has to speak to you in parables, you need to get saved. But when God speaks to his own people, and he protects his people, he has Christ invested in you. So if you do something wrong and you don't feel right about something, go to the Lord in prayer and get it right. And if you do that, you have authority. If you're in a strife with your husband, you know, Peter said, stay out of strife in your marriage. It hinders your prayers. I hate to see people do the opposite of what God said to do. Some people don't even know that they never read 1 Peter. Now, God is talking to you all throughout the Word of God. You got to go and read it, folks. You can't just go through this dirty world and then go to sleep at night and never fill your heart with the Word. You wouldn't go and feed the pigs and fall down in the mud where you at and then go home and go to bed. You're going to go take a shower first if you have the means. You're going to go get a bath. If you walk through the pasture and step in cow manure or dog manure or horse manure, you're going to go get cleaned up. You don't want to walk around stinking. It's the same thing in the world. You don't want to go out in that nasty world with all the nasty influence and act like nothing's wrong. Go and get cleaned up in the Word. People frustrate you. People are angry, frustrated. On their job, they feel cheated, and they complain all day, and they want you to share their complaint. They want you to be angry at the person they're angry with, and they have influence. And if you can't hate people like they hate people, or you can't be in strife with anybody. If people are in strife with the president, they want you to be in strife with him. And they assume that you are in strife with them. And I have more people trying to convince me to be in strife. I'm not in strife with nobody, and I don't get in strife just because you're upset. You need to go deal with that with God. That's what I tell them. I say, I don't do that. Presidents are going to be presidents. Kings are going to be kings. Dictators are going to be dictators. But I'm not going to be in strife with people. I'm of another kingdom. I take orders from Jesus, and I do things his way. I have prayed for every president, whether I liked them or whether they were my choice or not. I'm not going to disrespect a person just because I don't agree with them. I didn't want to be the president. They did. Some of them made evil choices. That's going to cost a lot of people their lives. But I don't have to be in strife. It's a difference. I see evil. I know what evil is, but I don't have to be in strife because Jesus told me not to. Now, when I see things going wrong, I rebuke Satan. Satan is my enemy. He's behind all of it. He uses people's fears and hurts and weaknesses to control them. Anybody that gets in sin, he will control them because of the sin. And the more they get tangled up in the sin, the more control he has. So lukewarm people don't have authority. But the people who love God, they have all authority. They have the authority that Jesus gave them. And then if Jesus said, put it this way also. This is the other side of authority. He said, If my word abide in you and you abide in me, you can ask what you will and it will be done. So why do people worry about what sinners are doing and sinners are not in control of themselves? If you want to get out of a gang or get out of a drug culture or get out of prostitution or the lowest forms of darkness, tell Satan he can't use his people against you. And he has to obey you. He won't be able to interrupt their mind. See, when the enemy has control, he has his objectives, but they may They may kill you for another reason. They may kill you for suspicion, fear. You know, Satan will have them to think that you did something against them disrespectfully. When you rebuke the enemy, he can't do that. And the people that wouldn't have a problem with you won't have a problem with you. The Lord taught me that men are not that hard to deal with when you remove Satan. So, in your exit strategy, you got to remove Satan. And you'll be fine. Now, if you've been selling drugs a long time, so the laws of sowing and reaping, you need to get saved and you need to be serious about God, because you've already shortened your life. Anything you chose to do wrong, you've already shortened your life. God can't change sowing and reaping, but he can get you out of the damnation of it. Everybody that go to hell, they enter damnation. He can get you out of that. And then, if you break through, you better obey whatever God tell you, because what he'll do, he'll give you the insights and knowledge and wisdom. And you can do things that can enable you to live longer. Remember, Solomon put it this way. I wish preachers don't, they dance around the hard stuff too much in this country anyway. They dance around it. I don't dance around nothing. It is what it is. If you've been doing wrong, you've already shortened your days. Solomon said there's a good man that shortens his days, and there's a wicked man that increases days. How can that happen? There's sometimes people are righteous and God will give them something to do to fulfill their purpose, and they decide not to. Well, if God tells you to do something and you don't do it, then guess what can't happen? You're not doing what you were designed to do. There's going to be a loss, and you could have prevented. So, because of the way sowing and reaping works, you didn't sustain the lives of others, so your life can't be sustained either. And you'll go home early. You'll go be with the Lord earlier than you're supposed. Sometimes people, they don't choose the perfect way of God. They choose the good way of God or the acceptable way of God. Well, everybody that chooses the acceptable way of God and not the perfect will of God, people don't preach it. I have never heard anybody preach it, but your life won't be as long or as good in most cases. If God gives you something to do and you don't do it, that's a sin of omission. It's sin not to do what God said do. And people they dance around that too. I had a few preachers talk about that did it accurately. Now, see, the problem in the church, people, they want, instead of giving people what's true, they dance around things. You can't dance around nothing. If the Holy Spirit prompts you to say something, you need to say it. If the Holy Spirit prompts you to say something and you say something else and don't say it, then guess what you just did? You can't be rewarded for saying what he told you to say. And then you got to give an account for not saying what he said. So yield to the Lord. That's where your strength is. If you trust God when things go wrong, why not trust God to keep things from going wrong and trust God when things are going right? Just because things look good don't mean that everything's good. And that doesn't mean that God is happy with everything that's going on. And that doesn't mean that what you think is good is working. You have to trust the Lord when you don't understand. He's going to cause you to say what's necessary. And don't be afraid to make mistakes. Just yield to the Lord. You'll get better at it. And if you make a mistake, ask God why. That's what I do. When I make mistakes, I say, Lord, how did I make that mistake? And what can I do to prevent it next time? I have a conversation with the Lord. The Lord is intelligent and he talks. And he talks more when people want to do what's right. And also when you fill your heart with the word. Now, God didn't talk to me much before I spent time in the word. You have to spend time with your Father. Don't just read the word. Read it and conversate with him about it. Ask questions through prayer. You're not like the wilderness walking Hebrews coming out of Egypt. They didn't know nothing. They knew very little about the Lord their God. And they were full of fear and they thought God was like Pharaoh. They didn't know him. That's why they were so contrary against him. And they loved the ways of the world. Some of them. But they didn't want to be slaves anymore. Don't be like that. Don't just be somebody that don't want a bad situation, so I guess I'll follow God. No. Get to know your Father. He's good. And stop being contrary. That's why people become miserable and wretched. Poor, blind, and naked. They just using God to get out of trouble. That's low down. And then when their children do them like that, they feel like they've been had. You do everything for your children. You send them to college, and they don't even call and talk to you until something happens. Now, why people treat God that way? Treat God like you want your children to treat you. Now, the Lord, he can help. He loves us. Even if you don't treat him right, he still loves you. His love don't change. He's not like men. But that's no reason to do God wrong, just because he may not say nothing at the time. You treat God like a person, with respect, just like everybody else. And you want, and it's reasonable to honor him the most. But if you honor God, you're going to honor people too. The way you treat God it mirrors the way you treat people. The way you treat people mirrors the way you treat God. Now, with God, all things are possible. Look to him. When you don't believe it, don't understand, look to the Lord here and act on what his word says, and you will be fine. Now, the Lord gave me Genesis chapter 10. In Genesis 10, this is the generations of the sons of Noah. Now, God had just judged the earth with water, destroyed the wicked, and gave them a new chance to live. And some of the people that we're going to read about, you're going to recognize that the names, because they caused a lot of misery against Israel, especially the sons of Ham. Now, when the Lord gave me this morning, I saw people put things in motion that shouldn't be in motion. And when you do the wrong thing and make the wrong choices, then you left a lot of extra hurdles for your children to jump over in their race of life. So, if you want to honor God, if you honor God and teach your children God's ways, they're going to have less hurdles to jump over. Look at this. This is Genesis 1. Now, these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were sons born after the flood. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, and Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, everyone after his tongue, after their families and their nations. And the sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Phut, and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raamah, Sabteca. And the sons of Raamah, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. the one that caused a lot of trouble, that is. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, and Akkad, and Calna, and in the land of Shinar. Out of that land went forth Ashur, and built in Nineveh, and the city Rehoboth, and Calna, and Resen, between Nineveh and Calna, the same as a great city. And Mizraim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Naphtuhim. Now watch this. The word Mizraim, that's the same as Nephilim, you know, the I-M at the end. And all of his children had it. This is giving us a clue. Now watch this one. And Mizraim begat Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, and Pathrusim and Casluhim, out of whom came Philistim and Kaphtorim. Now, I'm going to stop there. Remember David and Goliath. Goliath was a Philistine. The Philistine became pronounced Philistines. They went back to the giants that were in the earth that caused the flood in the first place. Some people will go back to the bitterness of the world and play with it. And that giant cursed God. I'm going to leave you with this. Sometimes some things should be left alone, but sometimes people, they play with sin to their own demise.